Case number 10,934, Paul A. and Gladys D. King, southeast corner of Route 54, Old Lighthouse Road, and Taft Avenue, being lot one within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the front, side, and corner side yard setback requirement.
Are you? Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Paul K., 216, East Pickerton Lane.
Okay, and your address?
980 Wall Chapel Road.
And if you guys could come back up here as well, if you would raise your right hands and say that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent Mr. and Mrs. King. And what I want to point out, I have some pictures which were taken in the last couple of weeks. And what the pictures try to show is the uniqueness of the lot. The lot's one of the few lots in Cape Windsor that's a triangular shaped lot. The lot itself fronts the rear, we call it the rear, but it could be the side, abuts old Route 54. And I wanted to show the picture, so it's not new Route 54, but old Route 54. It's the front of the lot faces Taft Avenue, and the side of the lot is adjacent to lot number two of in Cape Windsor. And we're seeking really two variances tonight. The notice indicated a possibility of a third variance, and there was some confusion, and that's why I have the representative from the builder. The attached to our application, when the building was laid out, it gave the impression that there was a deck area on the back facing Route 54. And it really was the architect's drawing. So we really don't need a variance along the Delaware State Route 54, or old Route 54. We can build within the setbacks, the 15-foot setbacks.
So the corner side here.
That's right. So we don't need that. But when looking at the plan, it gives that appearance. I'm saying I looked at that plan and went over with the builder and said we don't need anything along the along Route 54 because we can build that area. And what the builder has tried to do is to build a home that will fit on a triangular-shaped lot. And in order to do that, we need to seek a variance on the side yard, which is a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot required side yard setback adjacent to lot two along that common boundary line to allow for the construction of the single-family home on this triangular-shaped lot. And then along Taft Avenue, we were seeking a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot setback to actually construct some stairs, which would have a roof over. And I just wanted to show what it would look like. Now, in the pictures, what we try to do is to show the view down the street, down Taft Avenue, as well as showing the other homes which have been built recently in the neighborhood. And this would really would meet the character of the neighborhood. So really, we're seeking the variance really because of the unique physical characteristic of this lot being a triangular-shaped lot. And we believe it's necessary and able to use a reasonable use of the property. And that's why the builder has done, I think, really well in trying to make the decks and the area fit along the triangular-shaped lot. And the actual lot has existed. It really was lot one and two, but it has existed from the creation of Cape Windsor, so it really wasn't one of the original lots in Cape Windsor. So it's it's been there from day one. And also, the construction of this home will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's going to be conforming with other homes. Cape Windsor is a community in transition, as you can see from some of the homes there. The mobile home, which is adjacent, or the manufactured home, which is there. Has been there for some time, and in fact, a variance was granted on that home a few years ago because it actually sits itself within that 10-foot setback. So a variance was granted by this board a few years ago on that. We also indicate that the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It's going to really fit within the conformity of this neighborhood and actually add to the changing character of the neighborhood. And we're seeking the minimum variance possible to make it fit into that, you want to say, the the setback area or that building envelope. And we believe it's the lease modification. I have Mr. and Mrs. Kinger here if you have any questions you might have of them, which are right behind me. And also from the builder, we have Mr. Howard here as well. So any questions you might have, and that's why I have the drawings attached as well as the surveys to give you some indication. But I think the pictures tell the story about how this lot, as you can see, it really makes it look really small when you look at the picture, but we can fit within the envelope with the home that is directed, and also the decks that will be on the back will be in that within that setback area.
What setback did you not need?
We don't need the one along the rear facing Route 54, and the reason we don't need that is because our decks are going to be built within that. But I think the architect gave the offsets that make give the appearance in the drawing that looks like a deck. It's not part of the deck. The deck is going to be really flush with and back from Route 54, so it will not encroach into that 15-foot setback.
Okay.
How many square feet is the home, proposed home?
Approximately about 2,800.
2,800?
Give or take.
And what about, in how many story, two?
Three.
Three story, okay.
The 2,800 includes the unfinished upstairs, includes the third floor.
Okay. It's a relatively small footprint.
It is a small footprint, yes.
Mm.
Okay, and what about the character of the neighborhood? We've seen pictures.
It's really in the a few homes up. If you look at one of the pictures, you'll see some of the, I think there were seven or eight homes that are built off of Old Route 54, which are three-level. They're not going to be, the home will not be as big, obviously, as those homes, but there are three-level homes. And on the same street, just a couple houses down, there's homes which take up a good portion of the lot. I didn't check to see if they had gotten variances, but they're pretty good-sized homes. So it really won't change the character of the neighborhood. And as I said before, it's a neighborhood in transition. I know over the years, I remember Cape Windsor as being a mobile park. It's my memories of it. So.
No, it's changed to AR1.
Yes.
Okay. So you have a 42-foot maximum, so you can go up, like you say. How high did you say? Three stories?
It's going to be three stories. It'll be three stories, but you're not going to finish off the...
Two stories with an unfinished third floor under the roof, just under the roof line.
In a flood zone?
I might have to look at the...
It has nothing to do with this, but...
No, but the...
I just don't want you to exceed the heights with a lot of people do.
No.
Okay, in a flood zone. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions from members of the board? Any other questions, Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And Mr. Hudson?
So the variance that is not needed is along Old Route 54.
The number, the third one, the corner third side. One,
okay. The 15.
Yes, number three was not needed.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no further questions. Is there any
question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. and Mrs. King, you've heard Mr. Tomasetti's presentation. Is that what he's presented true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone present that's in favor of the application? Is there anyone present that is opposed to the application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,934. He has met all the standards that I believe. I do standards before your cases, before you get in here, and I do it myself and listen to them based on the information I have, and I believe you've met all those requirements.
Thank you.
Can you be a little more specific, Mr. Rickard, as far as the standards for the record?
Well, I could go right down and give yes to all of them. I'm pretty sure that it's the situation of the lot, the way the lot is put. I forget what one is that.
Uniqueness of the lot.
Yeah, that's correct. And then also, it's not going to alter the central character of the neighborhood. And I think it's a minimum amount of variance that you need to get what you want.
Okay. Mr. Rickard's made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded, and by roll call vote, please respond. Mr. Rickert?
Yes.
The reason stated?
For the reason stated, yes.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason that you stated.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I believe it meets the standards for granting the variance.
Okay, and I agree, meets the standards. Further say that even though the it could be suggested that it's created by the applicant certainly didn't create the lot size and shape. So I think it too meets the standards for granting a variance. So the motion is carried to approve case number 10,934.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.